The problem with young people is, and you may choose any or all of the following, they're rude, disrespectful, profane, loud, reckless, brazen, self-centered, arrogant, know-it-all, see-it-all, try-it-all, pains in the neck. That's a terrible thing to do, isn't it? To wrap up a whole segment of society in the same blanket and say that all young people are like that. And I know a group who really believe they are. Mostly older people who have to live in close proximity to teens and 20s. I hadn't thought about this for some time, but I recently moved into a summer condo development in the Muskokas, and there's a very distinct dividing line between the various groups. Young adults and their infant offspring seem to be enjoyed by all and are tolerant of all. While the middle-agers seem to spend a lot of time cursing their freewheeling kids, while at the same time cursing other adults who would dare to also criticize their kids. Some of the midlifers and seniors, too, have never grown up and have no intention of doing so, and so they thoroughly enjoy fraternizing with their own children and their children's children, and most often the feeling is mutual, which breeds an interesting result, mutual respect. Unfortunately, there's also the group I refer to as nearer my God to thee, the near dead, better dead than bed, I wish I were dead and I should have been dead. And age isn't necessarily the determining factor here. Younger old people can be like this too, still very much alive, but only within their own circle. Outwardly, they're mostly aloof, intolerant, and bitchy, and perfect targets for the youngsters who live in the same building. A microcosm of society in general, it would seem. Adults like to claim that young people owe us respect, but the truth is that they only owe it to those who also respect them. And the neat thing about kids, and at the same time the most irritating, is that they can spot the Grinches a block away. Getting along with your youthful neighbors doesn't necessarily mean you have to join them, but one would think that the least you can do is remember. I'm Brian Henderson.
All oldies all the time, 1050 Chum, she asked him why.
Why I'm a hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and
night.
My hair is a fright. I'm hairy high and low, but don't ask me why,
'cause he don't know.
It's not for lack of bread, like the Grateful Dead.
Darling,
give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxing. Give me down to there, shoulder length longer.
Here, baby, there, mama, everywhere, daddy, daddy, hair.
Grow it, show it.
Caught in the trees,
give a home for the fleas in my hair.
A home for the fleas,
a hive for the buzzing bees,
a nest for birds. There ain't no words for the beauty, the splendor, the wonder of my hair.
Grow it, show it, long as I can grow it, my hair.
I want it long, straight, curly, fuzzy, snaggy, shaggy, rat, mapsy,
oily, greasy, fleecy, shining, steaming, gleaming, flaxen, waxy,
knotted, polka dotted, twisted, beaded, braided, powdered, flowered, and confetti, mangled, tangled, spangled,
and spaghetti.
Oh, say, can you see my eyes? If you can, then my hair's too short.
Down to there,
hair, shoulder length longer,
hair,
dear baby, there, mama,